This summer, a group of Marketplace reporters and producers, basically our entire Wealth and Poverty team, went out and opened up a bureau of their own, a news bureau. Not Chicago, not Atlanta, not Dallas or Seattle, but in a neighborhood right here in Los Angeles, about 8 or 10 miles up the road from where I'm standing right now, called Highland Park. Unless you live in L.A., you've probably never heard of it. But you probably have something like Highland Park in your own city. It's a working-class neighborhood that got hot and fast. People with money started moving in. New businesses started opening up. And then everything started to change. That whole process and why it happens isn't new at all. What we wanted to know for this project is, how does that happen? That's what we're going to spend a good part of this week exploring, starting with a quick once around the Highland Park neighborhood with our Wealth and Poverty reporters, Chrissy Clark and Noel King. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Tell me where we are.
Well, we are standing outside of Cafe de Leche, yep, which is a very popular neighborhood coffee stop. It's been open for about 6 years. And the talk about Cafe de Leche is that it's kind of ground zero for some of the changes that Highland Park has been seeing.
So this is part of why people are moving to this neighborhood, or feel like it's a proof of concept. Like, okay, there's a cafe here. I can live here.
And the concept is, we should say right up top, gentrification.
Gentrification, which is a word that not everybody uses, yeah, not everybody knows the definition of or feels comfortable with in this place, but it is, one way or another, however you slice it, this neighborhood is changing very fast.
All right, here we go. Cafe de Leche. Oh, man, this is awesome. Closed brick, wood beams, it's packed. Hi, I'm told I want a horchata latte, please.
Horchata with espresso, yeah?
Yeah.
You guys want anything else?
How are the cookies?
Actually really good. We have some gluten-free ones.
No, man, no. I'm just going to go with the coffee, thanks.
All right, $4.
Perfect. How long you been here?
I've lived here for like 20-plus years. You know, I grew up here in Highland Park.
So give me the quick once over on how the clientele has changed.
You have people walking their dogs at like midnight. 5 years ago, you wouldn't leave your house past 9 o'clock at night. So, I mean, that says something.
Thank you. Ooh, with the pretty leaf thing, too? You guys are good, man. All right, well, we got a boogie. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Be good.
So, in some ways, kind of the change that has rippled through Highland Park,
yep,
started at Cafe de Leche and has been making its way down York Boulevard.
It's actually funny, really, because you can look at a series of 7 storefronts, right? And you can tell which ones are the gentrified ones and which ones aren't. Junior's Discount, not gentrified. Meridian Mercado de Zeno is gentrified. On this 100-foot-long stretch of York, it's 50-50.
And what we're really watching right now is we're watching the economy change before our eyes.
Right.
We're the Wealth and Poverty Desk. We're in a neighborhood right now where you have both in one zip code.
Right.
And that is becoming more and more common in cities across America.
All right, let's move along. Where are we going?
Welcome to the Highland Park Bureau.
So this is it? This is the Bureau?
This is
the mighty Bureau?
Is
look at that.
Bureau.
Marketplace Wealth and Poverty, a place for neighborhood stories. Cool. Look at this. It's not much, but it's home. We are, what, like 10 minutes from downtown? So why did you guys have to be here, right? Why did you need the pop-up bureau?
We're here because embedding in the neighborhood seemed like a better way to tell stories than parachuting into the neighborhood, especially when we wanted real in-depth reporting.
All right.
And we thought, if we're going to be reporting on a neighborhood, let's make these people our neighbors.
So that's what they've been doing the past 4 months, with the people and the economy of Highland Park. First-hand reporting on what gentrification looks and feels like and how it happens. Chrissy Clark gets things going.
So right after we moved into our temporary office here in Highland Park, got all the computers and desks set up.
Where do you want these?
Against that wall.
The first question we had was, how did people here start noticing the changes in the neighborhood? What did the change look like and feel like to them? So we started asking our neighbors.
Like Vidal Reyna.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
He lives a couple blocks from our office.
This is our dog, Flojo.
Vidal grew up in the neighborhood. His parents moved here from Mexico in the 1980s, and he works at a restaurant his wife's family owns, which is one of the oldest in the neighborhood.
El Arco Iris. It's on York and Avenue 57.
It's very delicious. I've been there.
Changes in a neighborhood can be gradual and imperceptible, but Vidal, he remembers the exact moment they became clear. He and his dad are in their car. They're stopped at a crosswalk. His dad's looking out the window at the people going by.
He turns around to me and he tells me in Spanish, Hay muchos güeros mal vestidos por aquí, huh?
Loosely translated, that means around here, there are a lot of...
badly dressed white people. And I was like, yeah, they're called hipsters, Dan. They're moving into the neighborhood.
Hipster, of course, is not a technical demographic term. Badly dressed is in the eye of the beholder. Vidal's wife actually teases him that he dresses like a hipster.
He was wearing a newsboy cap.
But the thing about these differently dressed arrivals that was most noticeable to Vidal and his dad is that, and this is a generalization, of course, but in general, they seem to have a lot more money.
And that presented an opportunity. Vidal and his dad rent out a couple of houses in Highland Park. Recently, one opened up, and Vidal told his dad he thought they could get more than $2,000 a month.
So he's like, oh, that seems a little bit too high. Maybe ask for like $1,500. I'm like, no, we're going to try $2,150 and we'll see. Like, I bet you will get some calls. So far, people are biting, so.
This is the new Beverly Hills. No, I kid you. But similar. Highland Park changed a lot.
That's Fernando May. He owns an appliance shop a few doors down from our office where he sells stoves, washers, and dryers.
Refrigerators, different sizes.
How is business?
Really, really good.
Fernando started noticing the change in Highland Park in the form of higher sales at his store. As more money comes into the neighborhood, more houses get remodeled, and his sales go up.
A lot. Maybe 60% more.
60% more.
Yeah, a lot.
Since when?
Since 5 years ago.
But in those same 5 years, something different has been happening to Fernando's neighbor.
Okay.
Next door, Rocio Lopez owns a little hair salon. She's washing a client's hair when we walk in. And she says business for her lately?
Rocio's customer was in the middle of a shampoo, but she helped us translate.
It has lowered a lot. It's come down a lot.
Rocio says her customers...
señoras que limpian casas.
Women who clean houses, secretaries, 911 operators.
La gente se cambia de aquí.
A lot of them have moved away from the neighborhood.
Because the rent is too high.
Everyone has a story about the way Highland Park is changing. So it was when the pet store started stocking fewer pit bull choke collars and more fish.
Or when 6 houses got sold on a single block in less than 6 months.
Or when the hot yoga place opened up. We asked for stories from our neighbors, shopkeepers, people we just passed by on the street on the way to the office.
Like Marvin Hernandez. He was grabbing something to drink at our favorite taco stand, La Estrella.
He's 22, works at a video game store. He's lived here his whole life. For him, change means less of this.
Potholes all over the place. My wall was tagged up for 2 weeks at one time, you know, just like, okay, when's the city going to come clean this up?
And more of this.
They're investing a lot more money in the community now, you know? At least from what I see, you know? They're building the park on Avenue 50 in York. You know, they're actually trying now, you know? Doesn't seem like they're actually brushing us off anymore.
As the neighborhood gets more investment, it's drawing people back who grew up here and left. Yanel Santillan, who works in PR, she just moved back. She loves the new restaurants that have been opening up, but she's noticed something. Most of the older restaurants in town...
they have the menu in English and Spanish. And now you go to a new restaurant, they only have it in English. And, I mean, it's okay. You are in America, but nobody thought it was going to change as much as this.
This is our delicious homemade chai blend.
For Erica Daking, who moved to the neighborhood a few years ago and recently opened up a restaurant herself.
Which is delicious, but at least for now does not have any Spanish on the menu.
For Erica, the neighborhood change wasn't all that obvious until people started protesting about the changes. She was driving by another restaurant recently that had been tagged with the words...
bad for the neighborhood. And tagged it huge on the side of their building because they're like, you know, sort of a... more upscale-looking French restaurant.
She says when she saw that message, it scared her.
I was like, man, are we going to get that kind of reaction? And you understand, and at the same time, it makes you feel so unwelcome.
So there's this tension that comes with the changes to the neighborhood. Who belongs, who doesn't, who's good for the place, who's not.
Yeah, I actually moved to Highland Park a few years ago myself. I rent a little duplex, and it's hard not to notice the tension. It's in the air.
And in fact, our little pop-up office got a taste of the tension delivered right to our front door not long ago. We, too, got tagged.
So we are looking at this. I guess we know that we're really in the neighborhood now. We're looking at the door to our storefront. On the glass, in bright orange paint, it says,
gentrifiers, exclamation point.
Someone had painted this on a bunch of new storefronts all over the neighborhood.
And it raised a really good question. Who is a gentrifier? Who or what is responsible for all these changes?
There are lots of things you can point to, but most of them have to do with money. And for the next week, it's that side, the money side, that we're going to look at. The business of gentrification.
From a grandmother on a budget to real estate developers and Wall Street investors. In Highland Park, Los Angeles, I'm Chrissy Clark.
And I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
Our project about Highland Park and how it's changing is called York and Fig, after the intersection at which our bureau sits, York and Figueroa. There's also a whole website you're going to want to check out. Video, still pictures, audio, the whole smash. It's at yorkandfig.com. Let me say that one more time, yorkandfig.com.